And a big aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui, 28 years. And I am very excited to have a special guest in the studio. And she's so beautiful, I've got to go Facebook Live. I feel like I've already known her.
You do.
I know, but this is the first time we've really ever met. You know, Gretchen Rhodes is in the studio. She's a goddess.
Oh, thank you. Takes one to know one.
Well, you know, I've been a big, big fan of yours. First, I actually got to meet you through Fulton Tashambi.
That's true.
And he was raving about you, absolutely just raving about you. And I was working on a project at the time.
Yeah.
And you were kind enough to come in. Aww. And sing this amazing, I mean, just like without really knowing much about the song or the music or anything, you came in.
That is true.
And this is the problem. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm not a singer-songwriter. I'm a songwriter, a lyricist, and I wish I could sing like you. That's why I really honor people like you who really can sing.
Thank you.
Because I know how hard it is to do that. But it's beyond that, too. And I have to give, I was just talking to Gretchen here about bios and how they are important, but they don't really capture what the voice and the soul and the heart of the person is. But it is an impressive
That's
bio.
True. Well,
so,
thank you.
And you wrote it. You wrote it beautifully. So I will share it.
Thanks.
I'll share it. Gretchen Rhodes has been singing for her entire life. She was born singing.
It's true.
She came out of the womb singing.
It's true.
She's the daughter of parents who have both their masters in music. How cool is that?
Thank you.
They probably were singing to you lullabies.
And, oh, so much.
Oh, how cool. I love that. I love that. And you were classically trained, which I am impressed by because I truly, I was kind of classically trained as
nice.
Well.
Yeah.
And you learned the basics that way. You learned the foundation that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I grew up in a Mennonite household, which is, you know, so we were singing four-part a cappella harmony all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Not super religious, more spiritual now.
Yeah. Well,
but,
I can hear
that
in your voice.
Yeah. So I love
Aretha
the harmony.
Franklin, you know,
yeah,
and all
thank
these greats.
You.
But I have to say, I went to Beverly Hills High School, and I was in the a cappella choir, Madrigal
girl.
Group.
Yeah.
You know, so that was
exactly.
It demands you to be right in tune.
It
and to
does.
Be aware of your harmonies.
It does. Yes.
You're kind of naked there. There's nothing to cover. That's not what the machine.
Vocally naked. Yes.
And then it gets better here. It gets better. She grows up. Of course, we all know her here on Maui as part of Mick Fleetwood's Island Rumors Band. In fact, she's going to be playing tonight.
You got that right, sister.
And you've been a regular up there. And I guess you and Mick must just really just completely jive in your vibe.
Because I love him. He's, you know, he's now, you know, he's a brother. He's a brother from another mother.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful for our friendship together. So we've known each other for what now? 12 years, I guess. So
wow.
and hung out and
through that you got a chance
musical.
To
play. Oh my God,
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler, amongst other people, James Hetfield, Johnny Lang, Willie Kay.
Of course,
at once, you know. Every week, which is amazing. I'm blown
you know,
away
I
by that man.
You know, I have to say, I love Johnny Lang.
I do, too.
A lot of people may not know who he is, but to me, that's so impressive.
Yeah,
you must have had an amazing time singing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Out of control. And recently, who did I sing with was Dave Mason from Traffic.
I love him.
He's incredible.
Oh, well, he's on the board of directors for the HMMA, so
oh, well, there you
Hollywood
go.
Music and Media Awards.
See?
So.
Yeah. It's all connecting.
And tell me about the Kenny Chesney connection.
Kenny Chesney. I lived in the Caribbean for the better part of 10 years, and he just became friends with the group of friends that I was with at the time, hanging out with, and we just, you know, we'd see each other at the bar or groups of friends and have a drink together. And he would come and see my, I had an all girls rock and roll band. It was a three piece band. And he would come and see us at the beach bar. Whoop, whoop, the beach bar. That's that place.
It must have been amazing.
And that was it, you know, moved here. And then he kept in contact with me. And then he had me sing on one of his albums. And he then had me, long story short, star in one of his videos called Wild Child.
Wow.
Yeah. So the song that I sang on was Happy on the Hay Now. It was a tribute for Christy. It's one of our girlfriends that passed. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and then the video. So
did you do that? You didn't do that here.
I recorded it here, and then sent that to him. And the video was all completely shot here on island on Maui.
Cool,
so
is that?
Yeah, really cool. Saw some places here on Maui that I had never known existed. It was just ethereal. It was so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of friends joining us here.
Yay.
Yay.
Hi, friends.
Hi, friends. and you know, one of our friends that are joining us here also is someone you probably played with as well. Alto Reed's manager is joining
Alto,
us here,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alto came and he was Bob Seger's. He is Bob Seger's.
Yeah, we've played together a few times now. I feel like six or something. Yeah, he's great.
He's amazing. Right?
Love his manager as well. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Hi, Tom. and I'm sure, you know, people love you. I have to say, we didn't get into the interesting part where you did this journey, of course, to the place in the world I love. You had this whole experience of how what European life is like and what the club scene there is. And it's just so different than the club scene here.
Yeah.
I mean, people really, unless you've been there and realize that, you know, you start at midnight or you start at 10 and you do the, you know, I was just in Ibiza.
Yeah, you were. Good girl. What were you doing there?
I was not doing what other people. I was watching these billion-dollar boats, yachts come in and going, where is all this money coming from? You know, it's like party
so
city.
So much party city, that's for sure. Yeah.
So what brought you over to that Italy and around and
Well, my husband's my sister's lived in Germany, in Hamburg, Germany, for the past 30 years. So I think, I with my family, have been traveling there since I was four. Every other summer, we'd spend a little bit of time. And more recently, for at least the last 11 years, 12 years, how long have we been together, Pio? my husband's Italian, so we'll spend summers over there and hang out and tour around. And he and I do some electronic music as well, so we incorporate that, and then we incorporate my stuff.
You have to realize how big that is. I mean, you know, we are just on the edge kind of understanding how big that is in the club scene there.
Right, exactly, especially if you were in Ibiza. That's all there really is. I think there's a few regular type of clubs, but it's mostly electronic music, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so how did you express yourself through that? Because it's a little different vibe. You really do have to get in this kind of bliss state and just meet and really be that freedom goddess that you are. You got to really just sail with the music.
Yeah.
So how did you work with your kind of different background of singing a cappella?
My background is, I mean, you know, there was the religious aspect or the classically trained aspect of me, but I'm mostly, you know, bluesy, soulful rock. Mm-hmm. And my husband, Pio, is techno. So we had to meet somewhere in the middle. And there are different genres of electronic music, as one does know. So we would meet in the middle with house music or deep house. And so he would lay the track and do the production, and I did the lyrics and melody over, and then we would do a live act with that. So
that's a whole world away from working on Maui, having a 7-year-old daughter?
Yes, six, yeah, exactly.
6-year-old
daughter. Yeah.
So what, from that kind of, well, I wouldn't say it's wild, but people think of that kind of lifestyle as kind of free and wild, right?
Yeah, good. That's how I am, wild child, you know?
Uh-huh.
Free spirited, for sure.
So what brought you to this other style and place in the world here on Maui?
I literally moved here to be with my man. But, you know, this is such a strange little isolated rock in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And the caliber of musician that is here is incredible. You know, people, I think, tend to try to escape the LA scene, and this is their oasis, this is their haven. And I think that in general, most people, the public, you know, tend to leave these rock stars and whatever alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
I think so.
It's true.
So that, you know, I don't know, there's a respect there that's lovely.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I was able to meet Mick 12 years ago. I was working in a clothing shop, Paul Rupp. I think he used to design clothing for Jimi Hendrix and Carlos Santana back in the day. He is based out of Bali. He no longer has anything here. But anyway, Mick came in with his sister, Sally, I believe, and I sold him a bright pink fuchsia silk shirt. And as we all do know, he's like 20 feet tall and, you know, he has a certain look about him.
Yeah.
And I recognized him mm-hmm. as one
It's
board.
Hard not to recognize hard him.
Not
right?
to, yeah. yeah. And I asked him if he has or was doing anything musical lately. And as he does, he went into a long drawn out spiel of what was happening and this was going on and this was going on and this was going on. He's very long winded. It's okay. We all know. And so after 10 minutes, I politely interrupted him and I was like, well, I was wondering because if you were bored, then I'd let you drum for me.
Yeah, that's great. I like that attitude.
And he, they both chuckled and they were like, well, she's a cheeky one, isn't she? So I ended up getting his cell phone number and ended up the next day or the 2 days after going up and auditioning and getting the gig. So and that was 12 years ago.
And it obviously clicked.
It obviously clicked.
I remember one time I was interviewing Mick here and we talked about you and he just adores you. He Aww. Just absolutely loves your
Thanks.
Voice. And the thing is, you have this amazing energy live that is able to work with that spontaneity that comes up with people like Willie.
Thank you.
And the bands, right? And you
yeah,
have to.
Yeah, you got to hang. You got to be able to hang.
Yeah.
And especially with all these people that come in, you know, the Dave Masons, the Steven Tylers of the world, the Ross Valerie from Journey, you know, and you got to. And I grew up with this music too. So this is music that I know and I love. Did I ever think that I would be getting to sing with these living legends? Maybe. But to be able to do it and hopefully do it in a respectful to the music way, then I'm extremely grateful and I feel so blessed and it's so much fun. I die every time on stage.
Well, I have to ask the question. Gosh, and we got this guy coming in 3 minutes. He's going to call him. But you're so great, but you don't really have a solo. You have one solo CD out. You did that was kind of in that in the electronic music vibe, right?
We have a bunch of different individual tracks. I think I have 30
oh, do you?
Something tracks out on Beatport and TrackSource.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and then, you know what, I made an album about that many years ago. Uh-huh. I was in L.A., and we took about 4 months to make the album, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I decided I couldn't live in L.A. I had to 86 the whole project. So I do have an album. It just was never put out. But that was with one of my good buddies, Patrick Corsi, who's amazing, and he now lives in the Virgin Islands again on St. Croix. He has Aqua Sounds Studios, which actually Mishka has.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Mishka? Yeah, he's
Mishka.
Actually recorded there.
Uh-huh.
It was so weird. It's such a small world. And I had never met Mishka. The first time I met him, he was talking about this. Anyway, so I have that, and maybe someday that'll all come out again.
You never know, right? I mean, with Ave Maria, Queen of Angels, I put out Greater Purpose. I love this song, and I don't know if I have time to play it, but I'll play a little bit of it. We've got someone else calling in, but I know you're playing tonight, and you got to get up to Lahaina to Fleetwoods. People can see you there. But what an honor to meet you. It's just such an amazing treat to meet you,
Gretchen.
Oh,
you're so sweet. I appreciate it. I just likewise.
You have this beautiful, strong, pure voice. I have to say, one of my pet peeves is people who don't sing in tune, and you sing right in tune.
Thank you. Don't jinx me.
So that's important to me, and I just feel this soul of you coming out in your music, and so I'm a big fan.
Thank
you. So it's a major treat meeting you.
Thank you. Same here.
I wish you all the best in the world.
I appreciate that,
Cindy.
People
on Facebook, I'm going to finish this, but you can listen on the radio station, which does stream, and I will also post this. But I want to play a little bit of this track right now of Gretchen singing Greater Purpose. Oh, is that it? No, that's not it. Okay, you try this one. That's not it. Here we go. This is it with Fulton Tashambi, David Choi, and Gretchen Rhodes.
Your life means much more.
so beautiful. Everyone, you can see why I absolutely adore Gretchen's voice. I mean, that is so completely brilliant. Your voice on that just soars, and at the same time, it does what only a professional can do. It has the inflection of the meaning of the words and still blends beautifully with all of the music. And I wrote the words and the lyrics, I really never could have imagined that someone could have really captured what I was doing. And that's one of the gifts you have when you write lyrics and music. You have something in your mind, but if you don't sing yourself, you're hoping someone else can capture that, right?
Right, yes.
And you indeed captured that energy.
Thank you.
Of the intention. And that's why I'm so thrilled. And it's really amazing. But you haven't heard that song before, have you?
I don't think I have.
Well, it's kind of nice. What did you think? Did you even remember?
It was lovely. I'm so glad that I did that. Thank you for letting me.
And you know it's really magical. This is what happens in the music world. There's a lot of magic that happens, and when it does, you kind of feel that energy that
yes.
happens that's really special, and that's when you honor that and go, oh, yeah, you know, something. And you can tell. You can kind of tell when you listen, because you've been in the studio enough, and you go, yeah, that one feels, it rings true, kind of, right?
Yes,
there's
absolutely.
A kind of ringing true that happens.
It's true.
And that's what I love when you can do that in music. And truthfully, I really wish I could sing and stuff. But, I mean, every now and then I get encouraged to do more. And when this was nominated for the HMMA, which is Hollywood Music and Media Awards, when this was nominated, which I really, truly, Gretchen, you know how busy we all are? I mean, we all have our other stuff. I've got my day job here at the radio.
Yeah.
I've got a new book out, and I get up at 3 a.m. so I can write and do my stuff that I need to do, right?
Yes.
You're just probably going to bed at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it, you know, you forget, because you grew up in Hollywood. I mean, you didn't grow up. I grew up in Hollywood. You grew up.
I spent some time there.
And you know what it's like.
Everybody's in the business.
Everybody's in the business, and it's hard to trust anyone, right?
So hard.
Yeah.
It's so very hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very, very cool when you have someone that's putting something like this on where you can go. And part of it is, you know, yeah, you get dressed up, and because you know how it is here.
Yeah.
How often do you get dressed up, dressy, right?
Well, I kind of do more maybe than the average Mauian, but yeah.
that's good.
That's awesome.
So, I didn't get a chance to mention, I saw your picture with Shep Gordon at a Shep Gordon party.
Yes, recently.
And I had to look at it like 5 or 6 times. Well, it was a little dark. That was part of the reason. But the other was, there was this kind of magic moment. Shep is known for creating magic moments.
Yes.
And he knows everybody, obviously, right?
The super mensch. Yeah. Yeah, he knows everybody. And there were quite a number of people at this party. One of them was, and, you know, since New Year's, we've actually been hanging out with him on and off. But Jim Carrey was there, and we had this moment where he sat in. He's never done the song Oh Well, at least as far as I know. So he sat
Jim
in.
Carrey?
Jim Carrey was there. Yep. And he ended up singing, sitting in with us for the song Oh Well,
which is a Fleetwood Mac.
With Willie Kay, and Dave Mason was singing as well.
Oh my gosh.
And Mick was on percussion. And who else?
Was that the one that was at the house or the one that was at the party that was at the...
It was the party at the house.
Oh, the party at the house, yeah. there's levels of his parties,
it's
right?
It's true, yes. And he sat in, we sang together, and we ended up barking like dogs back and forth to each other. I don't know, you know, whatever, it worked, and it was so much fun, so...
And who would ever, you know, in your wildest imagination,
no,
would you ever think you'd be barking with Jim Carrey?
Maybe, but no.
Well, you
wish for things.
I think it's on your Facebook site,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Instagram and Facebook, yes, exactly.
Gretchen Rhodes Facebook?
My Instagram is at Gretchen Rhodes Music, and I think my Facebook is the same, Gretchen Rhodes Music, yeah, Gretchen Rhodes Band or something like that, yeah.
Because I can't really even begin to describe what you were doing with this energy of your hands. It's almost like
I was feeling it.
There was this magical energy, like this coming out of your hands.
I was drawing it in and letting it go and drawing it in.
Is that something you learned in Europe when you
were... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe.
In the club scene, maybe you do that. So, exactly. So there, you know, even though you had this opportunity to sing,
yeah,
and do this other life, I don't know. It's hard to even describe to people how you make a living over there because it's so opposite. You sleep in the day. You
don't even go to night. Yeah, absolutely. You don't even go to dinner until maybe 12.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah.
12 a.m.
And it's a different kind of way of living. Actually live a lot cheaper.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. In the south of Italy, yes. In the south of Spain, yes. Maybe not Ibiza. Maybe in different sections in Ibiza.
Did you live in the south of Italy?
We spend 3 months of in the summer there, so sort of, you know. In the past, I've lived in Austria for a year. My parents took me there when I was 14, so I got to ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
Oh, you do? Did you go to the opera there?
We did, yes.
Isn't it amazing? Indiana, that building is so beautiful.
Incredible. I don't think I've actually seen an opera in English. There have all been in German, but that's okay.
Yeah. So here's this varied background, and it's amazing it's come here. How do you balance your wonderful life of singing and doing these night gigs at Fleetwood's with being a mother and taking care of that, or how does it all work out?
You know, you just do. I think I don't have any blood family here, but, you know, we all make our family, the community of friends and people that are acquaintances. So in order to do what we do, you know, I have a group of girlfriends and male friends, families that help to take care of Allegra or whatever. We'll pick them up.
Oh, is that
pick their
name?
Kids up from Allegra, yeah. Oh. We'll pick their kids up or they'll pick Allegra up or whatever, vice versa. We just make it work, you know, by the people that we know.
Oh, isn't that wonderful that there's that kind of community as well?
Yes, absolutely.
And you have Chelsea to kind of make Mick that. Kind of have
yeah,
that.
Totally. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 And they're part of that too, so. You know,
it's Ohana.
It's Ohana.
So do you have any plans for your future works? Is there anything at all? I mean, it sounds like you're so busy you can't even think about it, but do you have any plans?
I do, and I'm not going to jinx it by totally talking about it right now, but, you know, I'm working with some people that hopefully we will be putting out an EP here in the near future, and then there are works of some touring things. So when that happens, I will come back in and we can talk about it.
Yay. Well, thank you for your generous time. It's so nice meeting